Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. It is 94.
Eagles clinched the NFC East with a massive 41-7 win over Dallas yesterday. Defense got the scoring going in the first drive of the game when C.J. Gardner-Johnson intercepted Cooper Rush and ran it back for a 69-yard pick six.
Rush puts Lipke in motion. Rush is in the gun. Three receivers. Rush is back. Here comes the rush. He fires, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football is Gardner Johnson. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six.
Well, they're squatting. Gardner Johnson comes down, Merrill, from his safety spot, and he watches Cooper Rush with that football. He sees exactly where he wants to go. He steps in front.
That was CJGJ's first of two interceptions and his sixth on the season. Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee got the offense going as the game went on, each notching two touchdowns apiece. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to mhslift.com. Weather today, partly cloudy with a high of 56. It's currently 52 degrees. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Back goes Pickett again. He steps up. He looks. He rolls out. He fires. He is looking deep. And it is caught down the far side by Calcaterra.
What a catch. What a fantastic catch.
Well, he got to 2,000. Look, there were three biggies. We've known it the last 2 months or so. 2,000 yards, MVP, Dickerson's record. Now, I still don't think he's going to get MVP, and that's too bad. Josh Allen keeps playing great. By the way, Mahomes, he's not going to win it, but I mean, his team is, what, 15-1 or 14-1? 15-1.
15.
15-1? 15-1, and the yeah. Guy's not going to win the MVP.
Yep.
Should he be more in this than people
should
are talking about?
He should be more in it, I think, but I think...
Is he getting Jordan's here?
Yeah.
Is he getting Jordan?
Yeah, I think Allen has actually played better this year, though, but, you know, 15-1's 15-1,
yeah.
So...
And who won when they played? Didn't they play about a month or two ago?
Allen won.
And that's why he's...
Yeah, the Bills won.
And otherwise, they'd be 16-0.
Yes, that is correct.
God.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Your reaction to everything going on with Saquon, the Eagles, and what Sirianni said on winning the division. We'll get to that shortly. Jeff in Phoenixville right now. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy New Year. Devin, congrats. That's an awesome promotion, and you deserve it, and it's going to be a fun thing for you.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And Mr. DeCamera, I just want to thank you for the phone call when I was in the hospital and you called me.
My pleasure, Jeff.
That was I got home, but then I had to go back with severe sepsis for another week, and I got out on Christmas Eve, so I was home for Christmas, which was good. But that phone call and just us talking for a little bit, that meant a lot, buddy.
Well, listen, it's my pleasure. We got to look out for each other in life. You know, you had told us on the show you were struggling, I wanted to make sure I reached out to you, and I care about you, and I just want to see nothing but good things for you, man.
It's working. The surgery was great, and to any Penn Medicine doctor, nurse down there, you guys are angels. I love you all. Penn Presby, Penn Medicine itself, you guys, I love you all. I love you all.
Very nice.
So thank you. Play him. I'm sorry. If it was 160 yards away, I get it. He's 101 yards away against a crappy Giants run team. I mean, they gave up over 100 yards to the Carolina Panthers running back. I don't even know who the guy is. So, and you know, Saquon can break off a 40-yard run like that. He can break off a 30-yard run like that. He can be at 70 yards with four carries, and he's almost there, and then you can yank him out.
Yeah, the fact that he's 34 carries shy of what Eric Dickerson was allotted for that record, it kind of makes you feel like, man, like, aren't we selling this whole thing short if we don't give him and this team the opportunity to just the same opportunity.
But Jeff, let me just jump in, and it's been referenced, but I just want to make sure everybody, and guys, I'll present both sides today, but I'm telling you my answer as of right now is I would not go for it. But I do want to say this, because it's an important point to those that say, go for it. The Eagles had to play a playoff game last year without A.J. Brown.
Yes.
He got hurt in a Week 18 game that didn't matter. Yeah. And that's not the only time in history when a player late in the season has missed play. Look, T.O. obviously missed 0-4 twice games. They plowed through them and won.
You're
okay,
right.
So you can
but
go
I
like,
would rather
I remember
be
when Brian,
the team
Brian Westbrook
so,
missed in 0-3 was big.
You're right.
Big.
I would rather be the team that is so tough-minded that they say, you know what? We can survive an injury here and there. We believe in the focus of everyone in that building, you know, starter, second string, third string, whatever it is. We're going to get this done. We're going to get this done every step
rather
of the way.
Rather just be healthy.
I agree, Jeff. Stay well, buddy. The healthy part matters, but this you can have your cake and eat it too here.
Well,
too.
You can lose your, you can lose your cake.
You can
says,
hope
you know
to
what?
Have your cake and eat it too.
I don't think that's how the saying goes.
This is football. Football is reckless. Football is you have to put it out there. You have to put yourself out there a lot and risk a lot to gain a lot.
The Eagles are very uninjured, though. I mean, you know, obviously Jalen's a short-term injury. I mean, we hope, obviously. Okay, so you would expect him to
Jalen
be...
needs to be rhythmic as a quarterback
maybe,
to be best.
Maybe.
He's been out now for a couple weeks. Do you really want to sit him out three before
well, see,
you head
I'm
into the postseason?
I'm not confident that they would even play him if he could. Like, we don't even know if he's going to be fully ready to go.
No,
he hasn't
we don't.
Been at practice at all since his concussion. So just it depends on where he is in the protocol, if he's able to practice enough. So regardless of the record, I don't know what Jalen's status is.
All right, James, let me ask you this question. Because if you're Sirianni, I think these are the things that have to go through your mind. Which player would you most, other than Jalen Hurts, most want to not have get injured in the final game?
Saquon.
Okay, who's next?
Jalen Carter.
I agree with that. I mean, my point is it's really complicated. Like, John, I hear your call for history. I hear it. Think about
the regret that you'd sit with if you just let the opportunity slip by without even...
I think the regret's bigger, though.
You all got a Super Bowl ring. I don't think you care.
I understand.
You know?
I understand.
I do think the regret is bigger on the other end. By the way,
I'm saying it's such a massive opportunity, yes, for team achievement on the Super Bowl side. And of course, that is my initial push. And I think that's Saquon's initial push. I think Saquon has been so selfless every step of the way here.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take someone else pushing. And
I think it's
Nick Sirianni's, you know, as the CEO of this whole thing. It's his
job here.
Not an easy job.
No,
I'm not envious in any way.
Yeah. Let's listen to Sirianni. We'll bring it back to the NFC East just for a moment here because we don't want to shortchange that accomplishment. Here's Nick Sirianni yesterday on the team winning the NFC East.
This is a hell of a division with great teams and great coaches and great players. And so to be on top of that and, you guys walk in the building, there's always there's that that area where it's just the champions, the NFC's champions. I walk by it every day on my way in and my way out to see Coach Reed's pictures in there and, you know, Coach Doug's pictures and, you know, Carson and, you know, Jalen and Donovan and all the great players, Michael Vick and all the great players there that have contributed to NFC's championships. It's cool to add another one there. But, you know, we just want to get back to work. Well, again, like I said, we'll enjoy this and let's back to work.
You know, one of the things that struck me when I heard him say that yesterday was, you know, I think fans old enough to remember this will remember this, let's say. You know, you go back before Andy Reid, this was not a regular. I mean, it really wasn't. So Vermeil obviously was doing his things late 70s, early 80s. And then there was a tremendous drop-off. The Marion Campbell years, we all know that. And then 88, they win the division. So after Vermeil, they win in 88. And then not again until 2001. I mean, when I was growing up, they made the playoffs a lot, but they didn't win the division a lot. They won it one time in 20 years. But my God, in the last 25 years or so, that it is incredible how many times they've ripped off the division. It's technically become easier with four teams instead of five, but kind of not really because the Cardinals were never a factor anyway. The biggest thing that helped was Parcells, Gibbs, and Jimmy Johnson left the division. That helped a lot. All right, but the Eagles being a great organization helped a ton too. Let's listen to Saquon on getting to 2,000 yards and what Saquon said after the game.
We definitely knew what the number was to at least get to the 2,000. And you know, we weren't leaving this field without at least accomplishing that. And that's not the words from me. That's the words from the guys up front. So that means a lot to me. And, you know, when you see that and, you know, those guys are like, this mother effort needs this to get it. Let's go get it. You know, puts a little pressure on you too, but at the same time, it's pressure that you want.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool stuff right there. All right, so now let's get to by the way, it's kind of too bad, and I know they're up by, whatever, 27 or something, that he didn't get that extra 30 to 40 that he could have gotten in the fourth quarter. Because I think there were 9 minutes left. And I get why Sirianni took him out. James, does the fact that he took him out mean he's less likely to play him next week?
Of course it does. I think in that quote, when Saquon talks about them knowing they had to get to 2,000, like, they knew that this was their shot to get to a number. That next week was not a likelihood. And, hey, let's make sure we hit 2,000. That's a big deal. It's important. Mm-hmm. Only the ninth person ever to do it in the history of the league.
Yeah.
I think them knowing exactly what they had to do to get to 2,000, him taking him out as soon as he got to it, is absolutely a sign that it is likely he probably won't.
I think you're right about that.
It's clear that that's the number that the guys up front were hanging their hat on last night. You know,
well, Wayne, it was the reasonable number to get to.
About it, yeah. He said, hey, how close is he? You know, that's the way they talked about it. When I heard that last night, I thought, okay, well, that's the number. That's the focus.
John,
he
could have gotten another 30 or 40 easy.
He could.
Really easy. But if he gets it, but remember, Joel got injured in the playoff game up by 29 points with 4 minutes to go.
But these guys aren't made out of glass.
Right. But the one when they're up by 29 points with 4 minutes to go in a clinching game.
But that's the thing. I don't want anyone ever thinking about injury before anything.
No, but John, it's a coach's job.
They're going to fall apart and be.
Hold on. But it's a coach's job to think about it. I mean, there's a certain point when you're up by 27.
I'm aware that having a week off, even though.
Let's listen to Mulata. So Mulata went on the record. This was very interesting. And I do think could play a part in what they choose to do. Here's Jordan Mulata after the game on whether he wants to see the Eagles let Saquon go for the record.
Next week, do you guys want to play to give him a chance to break the record?
Absolutely.
As a captain, is that something you'll speak
push
up
for?
On?
Yeah.
Even if the game has no meaning towards your seeding, you want to play and you want Saquon to play to get that.
Uh-huh.
How come?
Why not? Yeah. It's an opportunity to make history. So we try to do it today, just off the off chance of just knowing your coach. And, I think we never really spoke about the Giants next week, but we just kind of had a feeling if we don't go for it today, we might sit out. We don't know. Coach hasn't really said anything yet.
All right, Mulata wants them to go for it. Should they or not? You tell us, 215-592-9494. Steven in Malvern. Steven, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
What'd you say?
Steven.
Huh?
Rah. Hey, Devin, congratulations.
Thank you, Steven.
Steven, I can really be a horse's ass sometimes, can't I?
Yeah. What?
Huh?
You?
What?
Huh?
Speak up!
I
no,
also,
hello, buddy. We got you.
As an aside, I wanted to comment on the previous caller from Phoenixville.
Yes.
Who was complimenting Penn Medicine.
Yeah.
I was in a coma for 11 days about a year ago, and I had great care from them, and they were absolutely amazing.
Wow.
I live in Malvern, but I was downtown for a month.
Well, we're glad you're doing much better, Steven.
Yeah, no, I'm healthy. I'm great.
Good for you, buddy.
All right. So two or three points to make, and I'll try to make it brief.
Sure.
I think Harry Roseman is, he's always suspect when it comes to drafting, in my opinion.
Well, he had been at times, but he's had a pretty good run lately. The first and second round picks this decade have been spectacular. After the Justin Jefferson miss.
He's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if you guys realize that yesterday you had Trotter Jr., Mitchell, and DeJean,
Yeah.
On the defense that were starting, they're playing almost every down.
No question.
Cooper DeJean is a stud. He is always around the ball. And Mitchell's a shutdown corner. And so you had three rookies. Like in the Andy Reid era, John, you'll know this. Like rookies never really played that much. They were getting their feet wet.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But you have three rookies that are starting on your defense. And your defense is number one in the NFL.
Yep. That's well said. No, you're right.
Yeah. Carter, what's Carter? Second year?
Carter is his second year. Second year.
It's incredible how young, my gosh, how young and ready for the future the Eagles are.
They're well positioned. But
a lot of these big name, talented, we're going to be leaning on them and growing with them. Both sides of the football, we are relatively young. I don't know what that stat looks like, but
here's the problem.
One of the youngest in the league.
No, they are. And, Steven, good call. And we're glad you're feeling better. And that's great, great stuff, man. Here's the one problem. I'm kind of bracing myself for this offseason being like 2 years ago when you lose some players you don't want to lose just because you can't sign them all. I mean, because this year, okay, let's just go through it quickly. It's Milton Williams. Free agents are Milton Williams, Mekhi Becton, Zach Bond. I know I'm missing one or two others. Who am I missing?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, N'Kobe Dean, I think, is one more year.
He's got one more year.
Yeah, but, you would probably talk to him now if you're going to resign him.
Oh, Josh Sweat, who's played a lot better.
Yeah, it's another good one, yeah.
Pretty big one.
Yeah, I mean, it's a large portion of your offensive line you're talking about.
Yeah, so that worries me, and so we'll see where it goes. All right, let's listen to how it sounded yesterday. Marilyn Mike on the call on a 2,000-yard day. Let's hear as the Eagles won the NFC East. We're going to need a montage.
Ooh, it takes a montage. Rush is in the gun. Three receivers. Rush is back. Here comes the rush. He fires, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football is Gardner Johnson. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six. And the Gotti back. Steps up. He looks. He is firing deep. He wants Smith. He's got a touchdown. Pick it to Devontae Smith. 21 yards.
Beautiful things happen when you get the skinny Batman.
Pickett looks downfield. He is going deep for Devontae Smith. He's got it at the 10. He dives. He's in the end zone. They say he's stopped. Yes, it's a touchdown. It's a touchdown. We were looking to see if the knee touched.
Now, he's going to be down at the one-yard line, I do believe.
Here we go again. They push. They shove.
He's in.
He's in. Touchdown.
This one was an easy call.
Kenny Pickett. The key lines him up. He's got Barkley to his left. Both to the near side. Quick pitch to Barkley. Barkley across the 40, 45. 9 more yards.
Okay, Tanner McKee, just do that.
Barkley now needs 92 yards to hit the 2,000 mark. Back to Barkley once again. Dips to the outside. 50, 45, 40, 35. Out of bounds at the 33.
What a player.
Back goes McKee. He pumps. He is firing. Touchdown, A.J. Brown. Barkley breaks a tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 43. And the number whittles down more. So it's down to 27. 27 yards for 2,000. Ninth player in history. That's what he would be. They go to a pistol formation. It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He is down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what he has right now as he goes to the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history. This will be a big win. It will clinch the NFC East as they go into the victory formation and at least the second seed. But the biggest thing to come out of today is that number 26, acquired from the Giants as a free agent in the offseason, Saquon Barkley hit a mark that only eight players before him ever hit. He became the ninth player in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards in a season.
All right, great work there. The Merrill montage, great work. Merrill and Mike, obviously on the call, and obviously the Eagles and Saquon with a great victory, and also to Justin DiRaggio putting that together today, filling in for Joe Wechter. Wonderful stuff. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Got It During Window, window to the weekend. Take advantage of Got It During Window's big winter sale through the month of January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right, window to the weekend we'll focus on who the Eagles will play in the playoffs, because we still don't know yet, but here's what we know based on the results yesterday. It is more likely at this point the Eagles will play Green Bay than Washington, because if Washington wins versus Dallas, they're the sixth seed. And I don't like this, by the way. I didn't want to see Green
Bay.
Nope,
not a fan.
And that can play a part in the Saquon conversation. So just know Washington will probably take, and by the way, they will be very motivated. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday who's a Washington fan. They're going to be very motivated to win that game because, my God, is it easier to be the sixth seed?
Of course they are.
Sixth seed, you play who, the Rams?
You play, it'll be probably the Bucks or the...
That's a big difference with playing the Eagles.
Yeah, the Bucks or the Falcons. That's or it might be the Rams. Either way, either of those three teams is a massive difference.
All right, so we don't quite know yet, but we know it will probably be
Green Bay. I think it'll be the Rams, actually, yeah.
Which I don't like. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction, everything going on? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.